I was focused in on Missy's pretty face when all at once it struck me that someone was missing. Missy's brother, Scraunch, the meanest, boldest, strongest, dangerousest, chicken-killinest, rotten-meat-lovinest coyote in the whole village, and perhaps in the entire world. I mean, Scraunch was bad news, fellers. I knew because I'd tangled with him on several occasions, and I'd been lucky to escape with my life and both ears intact. I didn't exactly cherish the idea of going against him again, but he was a prime suspect in my investigation, and I had to find him. It was also kind of crucial that I spotted him before he spotted me. The element of surprise can be very surprising when the other guy uses it first. In going against Scraunch, I would not only need the element of surprise, but other elements as well, such as plain old luck. I searched the faces in the crowd again, just to be sure I hadn't missed him. Sure enough, he wasn't there. Where could he be? Had he died in battle? Had the tribe run him off? Or was he at that very moment down at the home pasture, stalking some poor innocent calf and plotting another dastardly murder? Yes, of course! Suddenly it all fit together. I had fallen for the oldest trick in the coyote book of old tricks. I had been duped and lured up into the canyons, while the villain Scraunch had slipped down to headquarters to kill another calf. How could I have been so dense, so easily fooled? I had taken the gambit, and now I had to get back down to headquarters, double quick, or else I would have another murder on my hands. I turned to leave and looked right square into the sharp-nosed, yeller-eyed face of Scraunch the Terrible.